MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor II. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, who's taught me enough cricket to know that there are always new things in cricket. The Indian Premier League is now big money, and Australian players are not only tempted but joining. I understand this doesn't interfere in the really important thing, which is Ashes coming up later in the year. But there is a phenomenon in India right now, 14 years old. Introduce him, please, Jeremy.
Yes, John. It's 14-year-old Suryavanshi. He's a Indian player who has been only recently signed onto the Indian Premier League. And you may think 14 years is a little bit young, maybe, for a young boy, really, to join the professional leagues of cricket. But, John, it's happened, and this is the first time we've ever seen it anywhere in the world. And now I've got to say, the reason that this 14-year-old has been signed on to one of the biggest Premier Leagues of cricket in the world, and I should say is also being paid very well, is because he truly is a cricketing phenomenon. In fact, this young individual at the age of 12 was already playing at state and international level cricket in India and playing against some international teams, including our team, our under-19 team in Australia, where this boy, really, he's not even anywhere near close to being an adult, managed to actually score a century, 100 runs off of only 58 balls off of one of our best under-19 bowlers. So this guy has really, really got cricket in his blood. He's incredibly good at what he does. His main strengths are that he's an incredible batter. In the recent Indian Premier League, he's been managing to get centuries, so 100 runs off less than 60 balls, which is very hard to do. It means you effectively have to hit the ball over the fence or at least get a run every time the ball comes down to you. So whatever skills he's got, which I think is very much, he's just got amazing hand-eye coordination and the ability to read how the ball's coming towards him, it's doing him very well. But he's absolutely taking the world by storm now. He's probably the biggest threat to anyone who actually doesn't have him on his team. And the fact now that he's in the Indian Premier League at the age of 14 means he could conceivably have almost a 50-year cricket career ahead of him. So he's probably going to be one of the longest-running cricket players I think we've ever seen in the world. But this guy, he is phenomenal. He's definitely, taking the social media world by storm too, because of such a young age. He apparently looks quite close to the cartoon character Boss Baby, which is now the nickname that the world's given him. So he's got a lot going for him. But, John, this is incredible. With 14-year-olds in the Indian Premier League are showing such promise. I think here in Australia, our selectors have got to start maybe looking in some of the younger ranks.
Is he both a bowler and a batter, or just one?
Primarily batter at the moment, although he does bowl, because in cricket everybody has a bowl and a bat at most levels. The reason he's probably not a bowler yet is literally because of his age as well. The bowling action for most people in cricket actually can do damage to your arms if you start doing it too early, because you have to be very flexible. You actually throw a lot of weight and a lot of muscle into the bowling action. What typically happens at our younger levels here in Australia, certainly under the age of 16, you have very limited number of overs that a 16-year-old or under can actually bowl. So in any game, you can only bowl 12 balls, because if you throw too many, effectively, because the body's developing still and a lot of your muscles are still coming into form, you'll actually do permanent damage long term if you bowl the same bowling action over and over again for too long. So my suspicion is he's probably not on the bowling roster properly yet for that exact reason. His body is still literally developing and growing. But he's got a lot of upper body strength there. And the fact that he seems to hit the ball in the exact perfect spot to make it go the furthest distance with the littlest effort, which tells me that his hand-eye coordination for seeing where the ball's going to bounce, his ability to get the bat. And, I mean, these bats are relatively heavy. I mean, they are around about 2 to 3 pounds or even more in some cases. So he actually gets them up to meet the ball at exactly the right spot. It tells me that his hand-eye coordination and ability to react is incredible, which tells me, too, as soon as he gets old enough and his body develops enough to become a bowler, he could be equally as dangerous as a fielder in that respect too. So he's really a dangerous batsman right now. But honestly, John, I think he's probably going to be an all-rounder.
Yes, 14 is not full grown, and what's ahead of him. And you're right, I've come to understand that cricket is not only about strength. It does help to have those upper body muscles, but the ability to hit the ball where you want it, to hit them where they ain't. And if you're not going to hit it out of the, you don't call it a park, do you? What do you say? Over the fence? How do you say when they get six runs? What's that called?
We actually say over the boundary. So we're pretty close to over the fence, but no, we hit one to the boundary or over the boundary for six.
Right, which is the best way to do it. But if you wanted to shoot, if you hit it on the ground, you have to penetrate the defenses. And I believe that he does. He's able to do that. Although it's like Mickey Mantle now. Once you get a reputation, everybody wants a piece of you. And every time you're up at bat, there's drama. And the pitchers act extra special curveballs, or whatever they call them. So we'll see. He's got years ahead of him to learn. Mickey Mantle held up, though. Just don't run into fences, kid. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. We're headed to Dallas. A Dallas and the Magpie story. It's fresh. This is John Batchelor.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.